You're listening to The Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Power of Love, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. I am T.J. Jackson, and with me, I have one brother today.
Yes.
I should take my gum out. Who is that?
Who's this?
Yes, who is that?
Your eldest brother. Your wisest brother.
My wisest brother. It is Todd Jackson that is with me. We are live on the Power of Love show. So if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. We are going to open up right away because this is an interesting topic that is on everyone's mind.
As I'm wiping my hands with disinfectant right now.
Is that going to work, Todd?
It's supposed to work. This says kills 99.9% of bacteria in 15 seconds.
99.9
bacteria.
The question is, does that take care of the coronavirus?
I don't know.
Well, we're not wise enough to understand that answer, so we will just err on the cautious side and utilize these wipes.
Yeah.
But anyway, we are going to open up our phone lines, and Twitter's always open. You can always tweet us at, go ahead, Taj.
Oh, the tweet.
Yeah, it's for
at
you, man.
At DDJ Foundation, that's the letters DDJ, and then the word foundation.
Great. So if you have a question.
I thought you were saying the phone line. I was like, I don't run another phone.
I don't know, phone lines start with an at, but it's okay. Yeah. There's no comeback for that one. But anyway, yes, Taj is going to be on Twitter. We feel it's going to be, well, we know it's going to be a very interesting topic. You're going to have your thoughts. You're going to want to share your opinions with the world. So, again, you could tweet us at DDJ Foundation, or you can call in, and that number to call in is 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. Any questions, comments, statistics, facts you want to share, please do so. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. And we here, at least my brothers and I and our whole foundation at DDJF, we like to share our opinions in an attempt simply to help you overcome whatever it is you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it, to find it. Please, please, please don't just rely on us. Taj, today's date is, I almost said May, but it's March 11th, 2020, Wednesday, of course. Tell us how your week was.
My week. Do you want to go first? Because I don't even remember. I mean, I have to look at it and see.
You know what? I will go first, but you know what? I should make this mention too. Dee Dee's here. My daughter's Didi's here.
Yeah.
She I was gonna tell her to just sit back and relax, but you know what, she's sitting in the chair where the third mic would be on.
Yeah.
So she might as well join us. Yeah. Didi, you wanna just say hello to the world?
Hello.
You can speak up. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
So Didi, this is actually Didi's first time coming to the LA Talk Radio where we do the Power of Love show. And you're just sitting there and we're gonna be talking about the coronavirus, and I think it would be good for you to say how you feel and what's going on at your school so that if there's any parents listening, they can kind of understand how their child is thinking. So you don't have to comment too much, but if there's something you'd want to say, just speak up.
And Didi, how old are you, just for the listeners?
I am 11 years old. Okay. I'm almost 12 now.
In nine days, she'll be 12.
Point of view of 11/12-year-old.
Okay, so with that said, I think we should get right into it, if you guys are okay with that.
Well, I do want to say one thing.
Yes,
now that I just looked at my calendar.
Yeah.
I did, Taylor did have a pediatric
visit. I thought you were going to say a PTA.
No, pediatric visit.
Okay. How old is Taylor now, Todd?
Oh, TJ. I don't know months. Her birthday is in November, so whatever that is. She's, I think, 15 or 14 months.
Okay.
I don't know. Do the math.
Okay, I'm going to guess 15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so...
Maybe 16.
Maybe going on.
Yeah.
But she... that was the scariest thing for me, because going into a room where people are, like, sick, you know, and I was just super cautious of everything, because it's like people just sneezing. I'm like, okay, you know, covering not only myself, I'm a germaphobe. Mm-hmm. So not even covering it myself, but, you know, Taylor wasn't allowed to touch anything and this and that. And so it was just scary.
Yeah.
In that way. And so I just wanted to preface that in a way in terms of, like, I am a hermit anyway, so I don't usually go out much. But it's like, still, it's like when you do go out, you're kind of like scared to do.
You know, and we'll jump into it. Obviously, the show's about the coronavirus, and we welcome your comments and calls. But Taj, out of us three, you are the one who's, I don't want to say you're a germaphobe, but you are the one who always is wiping things down. And there's a lot of quote unquote use in our family. It's like a Jackson thing.
Oh,
it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a Jackson trait.
100%. So, and this is what I wanted to ask a couple other family members, but I'm going to ask you since you're in front of me. Does this kind of just reconfirm for you why you do what you do?
This changes nothing for, like, in terms of for me. Now I'm more aware.
Do you feel more right or more like?
I was always right.
I don't want to say I told you so because that's not your personality, but do you like, this is what I've been.
Well, it only takes one documentary to see in terms of knowing that, like, a faucet in a public restroom is probably one of the dirtiest bacterial things in existence. You know, so it's not something new in that way. But I think at the same time, it's just interesting because I think more, like, there's jokes about people saying, oh, you know, washing their hands. And it's like, you're always supposed to wash your hands, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like a given. Like, it's just like ridiculous.
Yeah.
But as we know, there are people that go to the bathroom.
Even just now, we were running up the stairs to get here because I was running a little behind. And I've always never used a rail.
Yeah.
Just because of cleanliness. Yeah. It's just, I know people do it. Right. And Dee Dee was in front of me running, and by the time we got to like the second or third floor, I noticed her hand was touching the entire rail.
Yeah.
So I showed her where our room is, and I was like, you're going to go to the bathroom and wash your hands really good. Yeah. And that's something with her I'm trying to understand is the importance of washing your hands and cleanliness. She's definitely not a germaphobe or not scared of anything like that. Yeah. But she's probably too far the other way where she's just too carefree.
Yeah.
So I'll ask you your first question, Dee Dee, since you're sitting here. And she's going to do a TikTok video too at some point because she's Miss TikTok. But do you, when you hear all this, okay, first of all, you know how me as your father have always been like, stop touching things and wash your hands. Does this coronavirus, everything you hear, does that make you understand more why we say it, or does it not really affect it, or what's your mentality with this?
It does. I mean, like, coronavirus is a serious thing, and I'm starting to get a little scared.
Why?
Because I realize how fast it's spreading.
Mm-hmm.
And
where are you learning that from? From school? From the news? Where are you learning how fast it's spreading?
I mean, sometimes I like to do research and stuff to, like, I Google the symptoms and, because, like, at one point, like, a few weeks ago, I was kind of sick for, like, not long, but I was. But I was kind of scared.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's a really, really scary thing. And feeling that you have to be trapped in, like, a room by yourself and stuff. And
that doesn't scare me, by the way.
That scares me. Because I like being around people. It just, like, like communicating with other people.
Well, you could say, I mean, you are the generation of the phone and the internet.
I was gonna say, yeah.
So, but one thing I do want to say, and we already have calls coming in, but one thing I do want to say, this is very important because as we always talk about, Taj, the media, their first interest is not necessarily the vast majority of media. Their first interest is to keep you glued to what their channel is.
Mm.
So they very well could be sparking more. They're more, could be more fear based.
They're sensationalized.
Correct. They're gonna show. I mean, even there was a 2020 piece. I think it was 2020 piece that I was watching, and it even just graphically, they know how to use colors and darkness to really play to your emotions. With that said, though, the reason why I'm saying this is because I do want to mention a government site where you should go to get the facts and really get to the basics of what is going on around the world. And the one that I would suggest is the www.cdc.gov, which is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm on a link that has a coronavirus, but I'm sure if you just go to www.cdc.gov, it will take you to...
I would find out other countries equivalent too, just not our government.
There you
because,
go.
I mean, in general, like we're a lot of our government is downplaying the virus, which is could be very serious too in a way not to do.
And exactly. And the like perfect example is Taj, and I'll just speak freely. Didi's school is still in session.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of me is like, why haven't they just made it remote learning for a couple of weeks, a month, where everyone has a computer. Everyone at her school has a computer where the teacher goes on and it's a big Skype call or something, or films the lesson for the day for 2 hours and then emails it, and the kid watches it at home and
they
does
have
it.
The technology to do
so
it.
So why isn't that being done now?
That's
why do we
me.
React to things when there are other countries that are isolating and doing
in lockdown?
This?
Yeah, and because we're one of those countries that basically has to literally it has to hit us in the head before we realize that it's true.
And the problem is though we don't have we're playing catch up.
Yeah.
You know, and I worry that the reason why that hasn't happened is a economic or financial one. I think there's a lot of industries that rely on kids going to school. And I'm worried that that is the reason. I'm not going to say that's going to be the overall reason why it never happens, but that could be the reason for the delay. Because at the rate it's spreading, it should be, we need to be get on the offensive.
I know it's before your time. Jaws.
Yeah.
There's the shark attack in Jaws.
Okay.
No spoiler alert. I mean, it's pretty obvious. But the mayor of the town didn't want to close because it was their biggest season. So he pretty much ignored it while it was happening and just said, you know, and downplayed it, knowing that all these people were in danger.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the same thing is that we're, as a capitalist society, we're more interested in the money aspect of it.
Which is scary. Which is scary
in
sad.
Human life. And that's... But that's been our whole thing, and it's disgusting.
And I'm talking to a friend of mine in France. I've been talking over the last several days, and he's not leaving his place.
Oh,
until it's cured. You know, he's just not taking any risk. And what's interesting, he was saying how the government has suggested that.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like a kind of I wonder what it would take for our government to say we recommend you stay inside, do not leave
you know,
unless it's
like
imperative.
Cases in Tarzana that had happened.
Yeah. Well, and the symptoms can come a week or 14 days later before you even know you have it.
That's what scares me about the whole thing.
And, you know, it can get, by then it could be too late. It could already be spread to someone else.
That's why lockdown and all that is important, because by the time you realize that someone has it, it's too late. Like they've already spread it probably to a bunch of other people.
Now,
make sure you get my good side.
Now, let me ask you this question before we get to the phone calls. If you had an 11-year-old, 12-year-old, would you be sending them to school right now?
Do I know the school? Like, I don't know her school. I would not.
Okay, you most likely would not.
Not for a month.
Like, not until they figure it
out. Not until they figure it out. Because the government, and I hate to say this, but they lie to you, you know, because they don't want mass panic.
Now, what's the argument about how, okay, so we've had, you know, I think we're at 30 deaths, but in reality, you know, there's already been more than 15,000 deaths from the flu in just the last 3 months. What about that argument?
Well, I think it depends on how fast things spread, you know. You could say that, but as Italy has shown us, they're kind of like ahead of us in a way. So it's kind of like seeing a precursor to what could be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you kind of see how fast it's spreading and when they quarantined or how they have lockdown now. And it's like, it's still spreading in that way. And I think we have to be serious and understand that this could be us. And it is starting to be us in that way.
So I've been contemplating keeping the kids out of school. But the truth is Didi was just exhausted. So she didn't go to school for that reason. And then when she woke up maybe an hour or two ago, cause I'm big on sleep. I'm not going to send my kid to a school and her be grumpy and half asleep and
spread germs so fast. Anyway, I mean, I look at it and I'm like thinking how many kids get sick at school and then everyone gets sick from school in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this, kids' school would be one of the first things, because they're not even cautious of what they do. They cough in their hand and then they touch things. Like, they don't even realize.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but
okay.
I don't know.
So, Taj, is there anything else about, and we should be calling it by its real name, which is COVID-19? I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
Probably not.
And
yeah, you might. I'd rather err on the side of being cautious than the side of being naive about anything.
COVID-19. COVID-19. I'm not a doctor, so if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, my apologies. Let me ask you one more question, Taj, before you get to these charts. Do you look at the stats like every night? Are you checking to see how it's progressing?
No, because I already know it's progressing. But I'm the kind of person that, I mean, I'm very aware of the cold and the flu in general, because that kills people. So I don't like that either. Like, I don't try and get that either, because, you know, people have died from pneumonia and all that stuff. So I'm always cautious of anything that can spread germ wise. And so, yeah, I mean, I've gotten statistics, but it's been from Twitter, so I have to double check them in that way. But I do know that there's certain countries that it's spreading faster, just because, you know, of an older population, you know, or it's just people are traveling more around there. But there's been people that have traveled to certain countries that they come back to the States and they're not even checked.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what kind of scares me more than anything is, as you said, there's an incubator period where people don't even realize they have it till a certain point.
Okay, so this is a new article that just came out just a couple of minutes ago, about 10, 15 minutes ago. And it just says the World Health Organization, often referred to as WHO, declared Wednesday, which is today, that the coronavirus outbreak spreading around the globe can now be characterized as a pandemic.
Yeah.
WHO Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO is deeply concerned by the alarming levels of spread and severity of the outbreak. All countries can still change the course of this pandemic if countries detect, test, treat, isolate, trace, and mobilize their people in the response, he said. The declaration came as the number of COVID-19 cases in the United States continued to skyrocket. Delays at the federal level have left many state and local health authorities racing to catch up, with backlogs of people waiting to be tested for the COVID-19 disease. There are now more than 1,000 cases in the United States, 8 times more than just a week earlier. At least 32 people have died of the virus nationwide. I could say we will see more cases and things will get worse than they are right now, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, said Wednesday morning. So it looks like it's going to get worse before we get better. Yeah. And I think this is kind of what we were talking about. We're kind of playing a reactionary game and catch up, when I think we need to figure out a way to be proactive. And I worry that for the JAWS reasons or whatever, some of us are downplaying it. And I'm not huge into politics, but a lot of people say that, you know, the stock market's dropped tremendously. Yeah,
they froze it at one point, the Dow Jones.
It's getting crushed right now. And, you know, even President Trump's, I don't know where his stance is now, but his first initial response was very
nonchalant
and discrediting of the potential of this. Was that more because of an economic, you know,
probably
reasoning?
Not trying to spread panic.
Not trying to spread panic. Was it because he does, you know, it's an election's coming too, you know? So it's a very crazy time. The one thing I would say, and what I'm going to slowly do, is try to be ahead of the curve.
Always be. I mean, I've seen enough zombie movies to know how fast things spread. I mean,
yeah. What was the last word you said? Because I missed
how fast things spread.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if you watch any zombie movie, it's like the whole thing about
okay,
it.
Our phones are blowing up. So I know our listeners have some things to say. Yeah. So let's take our first call.
And where are they from?
So who's on the Power Love show with us?
Hello, this is Ebony from Texas.
Hey, how you doing, Ebony?
Hi, it's been a while since I've last called. So.
Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Yeah, so calling about the topic, the coronavirus.
Yes.
Honestly, it's just, I mean, I can understand stand for health reasons. And I find it funny that it took them like this to reinforce the whole wash your hands, cover your cough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing, when in truth, we should already know to do that. Yes. That should be like second nature.
Absolutely.
Should have been taught. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm curious to know where you stand on it. What are you doing anything? What's going to take for you to do something?
Hand sanitizer near you.
What is Ebony in Texas doing?
Oh, the thing is, like, as an educator, a substitute teacher, I always have hand sanitizer handy because when you're working with kids, you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the germs, so hand sanitizer has basically been my best friend.
Okay.
And I'm the type of person who, like, I wash my hands, then a minute later put on hand sanitizer just to be safe.
Me too. Good.
That sounds like Taj.
Yeah, but as for the whole thing about the coronavirus, I think people may be taking it just a little out of hand to the point where they're actually canceling events. I'm sure you've heard Coachella being postponed back in October.
Yeah.
They canceled the South by Southwest festival over in Texas. And just today, I think it was announced that Houston is basically they're canceling the remainder of the rodeo.
Wow.
But it's been going on for like about a week now, and I find that to be crazy.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, and then E3, the big gaming convention was just
E3
canceled.
And NAB.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. And then our show. We had a show in France in May that's getting pushed back. No? Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Taj's looking
at me. And even down the colleges, like colleges are basically doing their classes online, telling their students to stay home and basically, you know, just do your work.
Let me ask you a question, though. I think some of them are being precautious because if you were E3 and let's say a case happened or one attendant was found to have that virus, they could be liable or they could be sued, basically.
Can they, though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably.
Look
what country we live in.
Look, the way I see it, I'm not mad at all. I'm not mad at being proactive. I'm not. And I get it. But at the same time, we want one death is that could be prevented.
Is a
death too many for me? If we, right now it's 32, at least 32. I don't want to see that number get to 3,000. That could be prevented. Yeah. You know, and there's the flu. People can argue that the flu, there's going to be 15,000, but we already did the best we can to prevent that. You know,
maybe people will be more together, like spend time with their family or their friends more.
That's another benefit.
As
you know,
opposed to,
that's another benefit. But go ahead, Ebony. Go ahead and finish what you wanted to say.
Going back to like with the Houston rodeo being canceled, it's funny because as the event had actually started, I think it was last week, they actually had like hand sanitizer, hand wash stations like around the area.
Wow.
So they were taking the precautions. They were taking precautions for that.
Yeah.
So I'm a little confused to why they suddenly decided to cancel it now when they were already taking the necessary precautions.
Maybe they know something you don't know in terms of maybe there was someone that came down with it that they are very quiet about, you know.
That's true.
I mean, they're not going to say,
because
then all of a sudden everyone's going to be panicking, and if they don't have the necessary vaccine or, well, they don't have a vaccine, but they don't have the necessary test kits.
That's the problem. That's the problem. Right there.
So what is it, all those people that went to the rodeo are going to panic now. I'm not saying it happened, but I'm saying now they panic and they can't even be tested.
My point is I see both sides, but I am more on the side of I'd rather be precautionary. And the thing is, we don't know.
Better
and
be safe
when you don't know, I think you have to err on safety.
I don't go into the ocean today.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't go in the ocean today. Yeah, there you go, Taj. Taj isn't jumping into no ocean because he don't know.
I hear that Jaws music every time touch the water.
And another thing, I say something else
please.
Real quick? Another thing with all these events being canceled, because from where I'm from, like 2 weeks from tomorrow, we're supposed to be having like this big event. Basically, the South Texas State Fair, which is kind of like the rodeo, but on a smaller local scale. So I'll be concerned, like, okay, what's going to happen with our event? Because ours is coming up, and, you know, there haven't been any cases reported, like, in my hometown. But I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
I'm a little, you know, nervous
and
about that.
And then even like South by Southwest was canceled, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think in the events, you know, I think when it can be postponed, you just postpone it. You know, my opinion. I mean, I know some of these events, we don't know how long this pandemic will last. And we don't know how long this, you know, everything will last. So we don't know how long the postponement will be. But I think you got to err on the side of caution.
It's hard because we're so cynical as well. We're like thinking, okay, are they over-exaggerating for profit or over-exaggerating the media and stuff like that?
But they can also be under-exaggerating for profit too.
And I'd rather err on that side, that they're under-exaggerating.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I understand both sides and just be careful with everything. Don't do it to the point where you basically cause mass hysteria and people can't go out and enjoy and have fun. That's true too.
Because when it's all said and done, the death rate is still extremely low for healthy and people who aren't the elderly. I want to say it's still under like.
But viruses change. That's the problem. They mutate, and that's where it scares me, because that's a statistic now, and that's how it is now until it isn't. Mm. Until it's like, oh, here's our first blah blah blah, and then it's like, uh-oh.
What I found, which is quite interesting too, you know how they always say the elderly and the very young are the ones who are the most at risk. And I hope I'm right with this, but what I found interesting is that out of all those that are that have passed, none have been under 18. Hmm. Yeah, so it's all been elderly and older people. So it's very interesting. I don't want to jump to conclusion. I'm not a doctor or anything, but I just found that interesting. And then I see that the first corona death virus has been reported in LA County. Hmm. But okay, Ebony, thank you so much for calling in and always supporting us, and don't be such a stranger next time.
Well, I've been busy.
Okay,
so,
I'll take that argument.
That's right Tia getting on you. That's not me.
I'll take busy. I know how it is. But thank you again, Ebony. Take care.
Yeah.
Stay healthy.
Thank you for
taking
my call. Thank you.
All right.
You guys too. Love you guys.
Love you too. Right.
Bye.
Dee Dee with the bye. All right, we'll take one more. You want to take another phone call, Taj? Is there anything? What's going on in the Twitter world? Anything?
Well, they're just, you know, a lot of people are excited to hear from Dee Dee and her point of view as a child, because they have children, which we will let Dee Dee have the floor at some point. But I think it's interesting just in terms of looking and seeing the panic in terms of people buying toilet paper and you know, Clorox and the sanitizers and stuff like that. Like, they're sold out everywhere.
Right.
In that way, people are getting into fights because of it and stuff like that. But it's just like, so that's the only thing, is panic can sometimes be another cause of problems in that way.
So the first LA County passing, she was 60 years old. Mm-hmm. She was over 60. She did have underlying health conditions. Mm-hmm. And she was visiting a friend in LA County, and she had extensive stays. Including a long layover, extensive international travel, including a long layover in South Korea. Mm-hmm. So I'm just giving you some background who passed here in California.
Dee Dee, has your school been very good at telling you, about talking to you about it? Or have you, because you said that you mentioned that you went on Google to find out a lot. Have they mentioned anything at all about it? Like, certain teachers, like, talked about it at all? Or kind of like, is it not? They don't even acknowledge it as much.
Not really. I mean, most of the kids are not really taking it seriously. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, if someone coughs, they'll be like, Corona, you know, and they're taking it as a joke. Mm. I personally don't think that's okay, because it's a serious thing. And I try to tell people, but sometimes it's just like keeps going. I think we do it for attention mostly, because our age in this generation is probably like,
it's, I remember, just like, that age. So.
Yeah, it's a little.
Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Who do we have on the line on the Power of Love?
This is Tiffany in Texas.
How are you, hey, Tiffany? A lot of Texas love today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all? Hi, Dee Dee.
Hi.
Dee Dee. All right, what you got for us, Tiffany?
I'm calling in, you know, about the coronavirus, but I'm I wanted to talk about it from like a medical standpoint because, you know, I'm a dialysis patient and, you know, I'm always around people and always around, it's something I can't escape. Like I have to go to dialysis.
Yeah, you have to,
tomorrow.
Yeah.
I went yesterday. I have to be there or, you know, my health takes a nosedive. And, you know, I am scared about it. But the thing is, nobody's really said anything about the coronavirus to us. You know, there hasn't been any information passed out. There hasn't been, like, basically all the information that I've gotten has come from online and from news sources and stuff like that. But as far as the staff at the clinic saying, okay, here's paper, here's your preparedness, we don't get it. And I mean, a lot of people are immunocompromised. And I'm concerned because I even saw two patients have a spectacular fight yesterday evening about the coronavirus. So.
Yeah. And you know what? Again, I'm not a political head, but I think the president really messed up by downplaying it. And because it's like going against numbers and the what the rest of the world is experiencing. So
that's not the first ball he's fumbled.
Correct. You know, and I think that was a mistake, you know, and I hate that he has to. I don't like it when anyone is so black or white with things. You know, there's nothing wrong with the middle ground if you don't know.
Well, take precautions.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
it. Take precautions. Right. You know, treat it as if it's serious right now while we learn more.
There's nothing wrong with that stance. And when you're at a high office level, whether it's the president or the top of any organization, people are going to look up to you and trust what you have to say. So that could be the source of the fight, you know, is where there's someone who's saying, look, if until this guy says this, you guys are overreacting. And meanwhile, you know, someone who could be watching the head of the health is saying the exact same opposite. We don't know where to follow. As far as your hospital and, you know, the medical locations not having adequate information, I think that's horrendous. And, you know, where are we supposed to go to? And where else are we supposed to understand how to best protect ourselves if it's not there? So that's something that, right, that needs to be fixed, in my opinion.
Right. Because, I mean, you know, I see people. I mean, it's just a constant stream of people, constant stream of, you know, ambulances bringing people in and out. And, you know, it's, I mean, I'm one of the youngest ones there other than nursing staff themselves. Everybody else is like 60 plus.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think a person should live that long to be taken out by a glorified cold, really.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's horrible. And then Ebony just mentioned about how all of the, you know, different events were being shut down. I know she's listening. So I'm not going to the fair, Ebony. I'm sorry.
It's a perfect way to tell her. Ebony will understand. Ebony will understand. There'll be another fair for you to go to. It could be the exact same one that's just going to get postponed. So, but Tiffany, thank you so much for the call. And listen, you got to be very careful. And no matter what people are saying, you follow what's in your gut. If you feel like you don't belong there, you need to wash your hand the 10th time, you do it. Okay. You got to feel at ease with where you're at and be precautionary.
Oh, don't worry. I am. I'm already isolated right now.
I love it. All right. Cool.
All right. Well, thank you.
Good hearing from you, Tiffany. Thank you.
Got some Twitter comments.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Then we'll take another phone call.
Priestess Stellany says New York City is getting shut down all. Oh, and yeah, NYC. Yeah. All the colleges and everyone walking around with masks. They're also blocking certain areas, and some people are now under quarantine by force with the government. It's crazy. Here's another one. Toria in France. This says, in France, the medias are trying to make it look like it's not really serious, just like a flu, maybe to avoid mass panic. But even if young and healthy people will survive it, they may carry it to elders who can die because of it. We have to be careful.
Good call. Good point.
And here's someone from Italy. Sorry. Okay. Joyce Breck. We are living here where you can't go to work. In Italy, there are... Oh, but maybe she doesn't... Maybe, but she said, in Italy, there are very long rows for supermarkets and people get treatment by selective choice. No funerals, only cremations with no family around. Things will get worse in the U.S., same as here.
So, wow.
That is
so
scary.
So she does sound like she's from Italy.
Yeah, as I was reading, yeah, that does sound. And that's what's scary, yeah, because it is like, I mean, because no one, when people don't know what it is, they that's that no funerals, only cremation sounds.
That's terrible. And you know what, Todd? It's interesting because we live in a world where it's so many movies, you know, that kind of have this kind of a scenario.
Oh, okay.
And I shouldn't say live in a world, but there's so many movies that have this kind of scenario, and you always like, you don't take it seriously. So it's so interesting. Right. Now, after we experience this, hopefully once there's a cure that happens quickly, but we're going to probably have a different perspective on movies that have this kind of pandemic
kind of
theme.
Like, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's some good ones too that have had that.
Okay, we'll take another quick phone call. Who's joining us on The Power of Love? Hello? Okay, we'll take another. Hello?
Okay, yes. Okay, hello.
I got
to talk about the Ramona bus. Okay, yeah. Yes, you go.
Let's say what you Hello? Got to tell us.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Brianna Smith from Palmeria.
How you doing?
Fine.
What do you want to talk about with the coronavirus?
That everybody very worried about it, and my mom is the most person that worried about it all the time, so is already she travels a lot and she worries about it a lot and it's already here where we at.
Oh really?
Where are you? What city are you in?
Palmeras in Columbia.
Okay.
New Barrington.
Okay.
Wow.
So what are you guys doing to protect yourselves?
We got keep our hands clean. We got wipes. My mom's Santa. We got keep my hands out of my face.
Mm-hmm.
Got sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You are doing the right thing from what I know. I'm not a doctor, but from what I've been hearing is that the masks aren't so helpful to not get the coronavirus. They help you. If you have the coronavirus, then you should be wearing a mask. Mm. But to prevent yourself from getting it, the hands are everything, because when we touch our face, you know, when we don't even realize we're touching our face or eating food, that's how we can most likely get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm strongly, as you know, just continue to wash your hands, use that sanitizer, and don't be afraid to stay inside. Catch up on those movies or the TV shows or the music
or reading.
Do those things until we figure this out, because what I don't want to tell you, especially from someone who's experienced the media quite often, they're going to react to things, and I don't want it to be too late for you and your family. So if inside you guys feel more comfortable being in, be in. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, and thank you so much for the call and for sharing your story and letting us know about it.
Thank you.
All right, you guys
please
have,
be safe.
Please be safe, and you guys have a good rest of your week.
All right. Bye,
Tarja.
Bye,
Beauty.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
So sweet.
Yeah.
Love it. All right, Tarja, we can take more phone calls, but we can wrap it up. Want to take one last one?
Let's take one last one. But before that,
yes,
I went to the movies and I purposely picked a late night showing because I thought it wouldn't be as crowded. And unfortunately, it still was crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just asking people, if you're going to cough or sneeze, please cover your mouth. Like someone sneezed
in your
coughed.
Theater?
Yes, right on my jacket. And my jacket, luckily, was a big jacket, but now my jacket's quarantined. So, like literally, I'm waiting 3 weeks before I pull that bad boy out. I'm going to see how long the virus can last. But literally, I was just like, how could you do that? Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah. That's just like,
it's tough, man.
Ugh.
I was actually thinking of going to take the
kids
to see a movie.
I can breathe for like 30 seconds.
Because I want to see the Onward, Upward in
Onward.
3D.
Onward.
Yeah. I always say that. Yeah.
Disney.
But I don't think I can mentally not worry.
That's what I was doing. Honestly,
so
I wasn't.
You couldn't even enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll take one quick phone call. It has to be literally 1 minute, but I wanted to make sure you got your minute. So who's joining us on The Power of Love?
Hello, how are you, everyone? This is Tiffany from New Jersey.
Hey, Tiffany. New Jersey. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, this is some scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my work is even shut down for 2 days.
Mm. Wow.
Because of it. And I know it is a disadvantage, but we have to, like, you're not taking any chances, and that's good because I'm taking necessary precautions. I wash my hands and use sanitizer and all that
mm-hmm.
other stuff. And I even, like, my mom was even wiping everything down mm-hmm. downstairs in the kitchen. I was wiping this stuff upstairs. So we pretty much are ahead of it, but I hope all I could do is just pray and just hope that it doesn't get any worse. It won't get to the point where I stop enjoying my life. But
yeah,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. And Tiffany, you got to just keep being precautionary, you know. And I'm not one that likes to believe into fear and hysteria, but you know, I actually have a childhood friend who has a brother in the hospital in a coma from this. And you know, I'm not close really. I mean, I like the person and there's no issue, but I don't talk to them. But my point is that it's going to continue to slowly hit home.
Yeah.
So my advice is to be precautionary. And remember your interests may be different than what the media's interests are. So do what you do, as much research as you can. Again, cdc.gov is a website I recommend you going to, and follow what your instincts and gut and what you feel is right. But thank you for your call, Tiffany. Please be safe. And you know, just wait it out and see what's going to happen. That's the only thing we can say at this moment. All right.
Thank you all. Love you.
Love you too.
Love you too.
So sweet. I'm telling you, first of all, I want to just say this to all of our listeners, and whether you called in, whether you tried to call in, whether you're just listening, whether you hear this on a podcast later, thank you guys for the support. And we have such a good group of listeners who have such good hearts and are good people. Remember, we're a nonprofit organization. No one gets paid on our staff. We're just trying to spread positivity and light to everyone's life. But I just felt the need to say that after hearing these last several calls, beautiful people. Todd, anything else you want to close?
No, I implore everyone to be safe, and it's better to overreact than underreact, because especially if it's something that can spread so quickly. So just be careful out there and just wash your hands, and as you're supposed to be doing anyway. And the hard thing is touching your face. I just
saw you do it. I've seen you do it 5 times sitting across.
Yeah, but I also disinfected myself about 3 times. I haven't touched. No, so I'm not touching the microphone. Like, it's like whatever. Like, I'm just careful. It's just habit. I don't touch. Yeah,
that's the thing. It's so habit.
It's training for me. So I know what I've touched and what, like, I, you know, I wiped off my phone. And so now I can touch my phone.
I have to ask you this quick question. Yeah. When are you going to isolate yourself home? What is it going to take for you to say,
I isolate myself home.
But when is it, leaving this house? Here.
Oh,
when does that happen for Todd Jackson? Can I tell you when it happens for TJ?
Yeah.
When someone I know and someone I've talked to in the last year has it, or has a family member that has it.
Wow. Okay.
Or knows about it.
I think just if it keeps spreading to the point, I just would rather not, because I don't have enough. I don't have things that I need to be out there doing.
Right.
I can be very self-sufficient besides food in that way.
But for me, when someone I know has, and I know a lot of people, so it's in the thousands of people. So, but when I know a lot of people or someone that is close to them.
So when it hits home for you, that's
when it really hits home.
See, I'm before that. I'll be before that.
I mean, and I'm very precautious. I'm not leaving unless I have to. I'll come to this show and go right back.
I've already isolated in a way because of someone that we knew, you know, at least knew.
It's close enough.
It's close. And it was in a city right next to us. So,
yeah. Well, all right, we're gonna say goodbyes finally. But again, thank you to all our listeners. Dee Dee, thank you so much for joining us.
Great job.
Wonderful job. Your first time on the show. And thanks for the youth perspective. I'm sure it helps some parents in some way. But that is it. We are going to let go and say goodbye to everyone. And thanks so much for listening. Adios. Please be safe, people. Yes. Please be safe. Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.